I am Ashima. What I do is climb. What I do is solve problems, which is to say, I make them mine. Ashima Shureishi is 19, one of the most talented rock climbers in the world, and now the author of a children's book, How to Solve a Problem. Ashima says it's all about how she approaches all kinds of obstacles.
So everyday struggles, I kind of face the same way that I do when I keep on falling and falling on a rock climb or a problem.
And the word problem in the title has a double meaning.
As a rock climber, we call the routes or the boulders that we face a problem. And what drives us and motivates us to keep doing it is the endless problems there are in the world. And they keep getting harder and harder as we improve in rock climbing.
How to Solve a Problem is illustrated by Yao Xiao, who had never been rock climbing before taking on this project.
I really loved drawing Ashima solving the problem, and I admired her spirit so much. I just really loved depicting all the action and mentally solving that problem with her in my own imagination. I think that was really cool. I did have to research very, very heavily into rock climbing to make sure that the poses are accurate. And Ashima did give me a lot of guidance. Sometimes she's like, it's not possible to do this. Like, you can't get your foot up that high when you're doing that.
The very first draft of the illustrations was a lot about just the movement accuracy, because with climbing, there's like certain movements that just would not be possible. I want it to be very realistic to what I do as a climber, and just, you know, showing this girl as being fierce physically and mentally, and just facing all these boulders and rocks and not afraid of what others have to say about it.
The illustrations range from realistic to fantastical. As Ashima goes back and forth between climbing a real-life rock and an imaginative pile of shapes, an outcropping that looks like a train, a slab in the shape of a constellation, a toehold like the dot of a question mark.
It is something that I wanted to do a good job depicting and having the viewer see the boulders in her life and then her process of solving these problems as puzzles. It is sort of a mental process. So in the book, you will see pages of environment of rock climbing with very beautiful skies and rocks and colors, and you will see the natural world to get that feeling of being outside and climbing. But there are also pages of that visual puzzle of Ashima's imagination. So we have New York City, and then we have dessert and her mother's fabric studio. So all of these items that are absent in nature when somebody is climbing, it is possible to show that in a children's book, which I think is the fantastic part of working on the pictorial part of this project.
The takeaway that I hope the readers get from this is you're constantly faced daily with all these challenges. You know, you got to stand up after each time that you fall down. I mean, with climbing, it's funny because even though we have all these like titles and accomplishments, most of climbing is you just falling. And every time you go back at it, you improve slightly. Then that's all stacked together one day. You get to the top of it, which is the greatest feeling.
That was author Ashima Shureishi and illustrator Yao Xiao talking about their book, How to Solve a Problem.